Okay.
We'll go ahead and call the April the 10th Occupational Therapy Examiners meeting to order at 1:30. Item 2, we'll do roll call. Quentin McAllister, present.
Donnie Hosenthal, present.
Barbara Paulson, present.
Was that Charlene?
Charlene, it's...
Charlene, are you calling from a cell phone?
No, I'm on the cell phone. I'm online now.
Okay.
Okay, I could reflect that all four board members are present. Item number 3, are there any versions of conflict of interest?
Not for me.
Not for me.
Me as well.
Not
good. All right. Item 4, future board dates, meeting dates, excuse me.
They all work for me.
I might not be able to do the July 10th.
They're all good for me.
Where the world is.
Yeah.
And June 12th is
Charlene, you keep breaking up.
I do? Okay. Let me... Can you hear me now?
Not very well.
Yeah, barely.
Okay. Maybe I will try the phone again. Maybe that's better.
Probably, yeah.
Okay.
All right, we'll give her just a minute to switch media.
Try it again?
No.
Not now. No?
I think that's better.
Yeah, I'm going to say I can hear you, I just can't hear.
Yeah, I'll just go back.
This is Charlene.
Oh, that's much better. Okay, however, I think you have sound on both your computer and your phone, so we're getting an echo.
Okay, I just muted my computer.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect.
Awesome.
Okay. We are on, item 4, and it sounded like you were saying something about June the 12th. Charlene?
Yes. I was just saying if we're able to vacation, then I may not be there for June the 12th.
Okay. That should be good as long as there are 3 of us for those teams. All right. Item 5, this is board reviews. So 5B1 is Jessica Miltner. And it looks like she practiced from January the 13th to April the 2nd.
This is Charlene. I got kicked off. Sorry.
Is Charlene still with us?
Yes, I am.
Okay, okay. So, and I believe she's present, and is that correct? Jessica is present with us?
Oh, let me take her off of mute.
Okay.
Okay, Jessica, are you there? Ms. Miltner?
Well, maybe that's her coming back. Okay. Well, we can open up the discussion. It looks like she practiced from January.
Mr. Chair, could we just go on to the next one, and maybe she'll join us so that she has an opportunity to hear the discussion?
Sure, that's fine. So we'll move to item 5B2, Fernando Orgello, excuse me. And it looks like, if I understand this correctly, he didn't renew his license and practice for a brief period?
Just 2 days.
Two days?
Mm-hmm.
So I'll open up the discussion for that. This was on March, it was March the 9th and 10th. I'll open up discussion for consideration for approval and possible discipline for his renewal.
Well, I can see that he contacted his employer, which is a good thing, but I'm not clear on what the action has been taken to address such incident involved.
I was wondering the same thing.
The statement is somewhat vague. We're kind of led to assume that he only did practice those 2 days, but it isn't clear to me. Maybe we can, is it 2 days or, you know, what are the actual details? If it is only 2 days, I would be very much inclined to offer like just a letter of concern and approve the license. What are your guys' thoughts?
I thought I don't have that, matrix in front of me that explains what the, what we would do in a case like that, but I think a letter of concern would be appropriate for just working 2 days.
I agree
as well.
So I'll make a motion to issue a letter of concern and approve his renewal. Do we have a second for that?
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
So I'm sorry,
motion
for
carried.
The WebEx calls, we need to do a roll call vote. And then also, Mr. Chair, what matter would you like expressed in the letter of concern? What's the purpose of the letter?
Practicing with an expired license for the 2 day period.
Okay. And then we need the roll call.
Aye for Quentin McAllister.
Aye for Donnie Hosenthal.
Barbara Paulson, aye.
Charlene Marks, aye.
And that motion carries 4-0. we're going to move on to is just Jessica's still not online, so I'm going to move on down to ratification of license, and that is item six. So 6A, I'll make a motion to ratify the 41 initial applications. Do I have a second?
This is Charlene. I second.
Karen, do you want a roll call for all the motions or just the discipline?
We have to have a roll call for all of the motions. You could combine number six into one motion because it's a consent agenda.
Okay. So I'll modify my motion to approve the initials and the 153 renewals. Do I have a second?
This is Charlene. I second.
Charlene seconds. We'll do a roll call vote. Quentin McAllister, aye.
Donnie Rosenfeld, aye.
Barbara Paulson, aye.
Charlene Moss, aye.
And that motion carries 4-0. We did have just join us, so let's check and see if that's Jessica.
I'm trying to text her right now.
Okay. I'll well, there's nothing on item seven. There's no new initial complaints. So after you do that, Karen, do you want to go ahead and take item 8I?
Okay. Item 8A1, the Executive Director's Report, Licensing Waivers Pursuant to Administrative Order 2020-01 and Executive Order 2020-17. Let's see. So the Dr. Christ from... Is somebody trying to say
Jessica
something?
Back. Look.
Is she? Jessica?
Let's go.
Okay, I'm going to move on with item 8A1.
Okay.
So Dr. Chris from the Department of Health Services issued Administrative Order 2020-01, and the governor issued Executive Order 2020-17. Both of those are regarding waivers of licensure requirements in response to this COVID-19 emergency. And we were... asked to identify items that we could waive just temporarily while we're in the state of emergency, and the document that I sent to you lists all of the temporary waivers. The biggest ones are, well, actually they're all about the same. Fingerprints for initial license applications. People are not able to have their fingerprints rolled because, you know, that would violate the distancing. So if somebody can't get their fingerprints, we're giving them a six-month waiver to give them time to get them. They get a six-month provisional license. Once they turn in their fingerprints, then that converts to a two-year license. The waiver of the exam requirement is for those who have graduated from their program successfully and can prove that they have graduated. If they are not able to take the exam because the testing centers are closed, they can be issued a six-month provisional license. That license will be suspended 20 days after the testing centers reopen. And I'm starting to work with the governor's office on the timing of that because we may not be able to get everybody in and tested and the results back in that 20-day window. Again, with this one, it will convert to a two-year license once they have passed the exam. Professional recommendations, those are currently required with an initial application. Because many of our applicants are getting these recommendations from people they know from school, they can't get in touch with these people. So that is a waiver we're not going to follow up with in 6 months, because by that time they're working and their character is pretty much set. You know, they wouldn't be still in their job if they had a bad character. Anyway, let's see. And I think the last one is the... Oh, no. Then we have continuing education for renewals. Some people were signed up for the AOTA conference, and that's all in person. That conference was canceled. I don't know. I don't believe money has been returned to the participants. So some people either can't afford to do their continuing education, or they were registered for in-person classes that aren't happening. So we're giving a six-month waiver on that one. If they submit the request, then we'll send them a six-month extension letter, and their license expiration date will change. And then finally is the fee waiver. So if an applicant, both either renewal or initial, has been negatively impacted financially by COVID-19, they can request a fee waiver. There really is no way that I know of to determine whether they really were financially impacted. We're just going to take their word for it. And we haven't gotten very many of those.
Okay. So it doesn't have to be in writing? Is that what you're saying?
So if you go to our website, and I'm updating this every day, there's a link there. So they can they click on the link, and it takes them to a Google form. They put in their name, their license number, or email address, and then they have to attest that by submitting this document, they are attesting that they do not, or they've been negatively impacted financially by COVID-19. So...
Okay, thanks for clarifying that.
And all of these waivers, we're asking them to do that form, or that type of form. Okay, so I got a text message back from Jessica. So she said she keeps getting disconnected, and I can see her, but it says that she's muted.
Yeah.
Okay.
Is there any way we can put her on speakerphone so she can...
Yeah, let's do that.
See if that'll work.
I just need to find her phone number again. Hi, Jessica.
Hi, yes.
Hi, this is Karen Whiteford.
Okay. I apologize. I was having a poor connection there.
Yeah, that's okay. So I'm going to put my phone next to my work phone, and hopefully we won't get any feedback, and you can hear okay.
Okay. Okay. Perfect.
Okay, so you want to give it a try, everyone?
Okay, we are on item 5A, or excuse me, 5B1. With Jessica Miltner, and it looks like she practiced with an expired license from January the 13th. The letter says April the 2nd. Due to the situation, the executive order was issued on March the 17th. Is that correct, Karen? Is it, was it the 17th or was it a few days earlier than that?
The executive order?
Yeah, it was the 13th, wasn't it?
Okay, let me pull up this. Okay, so I'm sorry. I'm trying to understand how the executive order is playing into this.
Yeah. Well, if we're making exceptions, continuing to add and things like that for renewals, I think it would be reasonable to accommodate that as well for any disciplinary consideration. And that was what I was going to kind of state.
Mr. Chair, this is Charlene.
Yes.
It seems the license expiration started back in February, so I would like to hear some, January, she continued to practice from January 13th until April the 2nd, so I personally would like to hear some background on what transpired for that many months to prevent her from renewing her license.
So this is can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello. So that period that I was practicing, and honestly, and I done it in the past.
Jessica?
Yeah.
Your phone is cutting in and out.
Okay.
Is it possible for you to get to a different area?
Yes, I can still. Okay, hang on 1 second.
That's a lot better.
Much better? Okay, good. So, no, it was just a mistake that happened. I've been practicing for 14 years, and I've made my effort every time I've had renewals to make sure to renew and complete everything in a timely fashion, so it was just a mistake.
Were there some extenuating circumstances, or I know you're saying that it's a mistake, but was there some extenuating circumstances going on that
no, I didn't. No, I did not have any circumstances that I could be excusing myself for that. But so I just wanted to make sure I apologize, and I won't let that happen again.
This is where it would help to have that matrix. Okay.
I'm going to see if I can pull it up.
Have been pretty consistent. Thank you.
Yeah, that would be great.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that last part.
I had a question for Jessica. Did your employer know that your license had expired while you were providing services?
Did my employer know?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they did know, and they had notified me, and I made the mistake of not getting it renewed because, I mean, honestly, the only indication that the email had said that it was going to be expiring in the email, so it didn't say that it was expired, so that's the only thing with the email that it had indicated at the time.
So are you saying, like, when you got the email, then you checked to see your expiration date, or you are?
I had checked, but, you know, I got a follow-up, and then I just made the mistake. I had made the mistake of not making sure to check on my dates. So if there's anything that I can do...
So do you know, do you have a definite number of the clients, or are you in a school setting or a private or
school?
Okay. So do you have the numbers of how many students you provided services for during that time, or?
Well, my service load changes in a school setting. That can happen pretty frequently. So it had, you know, varied anywhere between 45 and 52 is the number that I currently have.
Okay.
And when did your school close? What was the date of the closure?
The date of the closure was following our spring break. I would have to check on the date because we went through the 21st. I think it was the 20th. Spring break ended, and then it was that following week.
So your spring break started on March the 16th?
Correct.
Okay, so the last day you would have worked in the schools would have been on March the 13th?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
So were you working after the 13th until April the 2nd with other patients?
Well, currently during the closure, we're not. We're doing consultative and providing learning opportunities because we're not in our district. It wasn't approved to provide teletherapy, so it's on a consultative basis right now, currently.
So you consulted with students or parents between the 13th and April the 2nd?
And Jessica, do you work for a home health company as well, or do you just work for the schools?
No, just the school setting.
Was the consultation directly with parents, or was it more of creating activities and packets and things like that?
Creating activities and packets is the only that I've done. And then I've done things on behalf of students, too, as well with special education teachers.
So you haven't had any direct patient contact, whether it be by phone, video, or in person, since the 13th?
That's correct.
Are we comfortable as a board of chief practice without a license for approximately 60 days from January the 13th to March the 13th?
That sounds right.
Karen, were you able to find the matrix?
Yes, I did. And I cannot share it through WebEx.
Right.
You said 60 days?
It was approximately 60 days. It might have, because the Berlin has 28 days, it might have been 58,
okay.
But it's very approximate.
So for 1 month to 5.9 months, or 20 days to 119 days, the matrix says probation of 1 year and 3 hours of continuing education in medical ethics.
1 year probation and three units of continuing ed?
Yes.
And again, I'd like to kind of reinforce that we have been pretty consistent with using that matrix. Does that sound like a reasonable action for this case?
Yes, that sounds good.
Yes, I agree.
Okay. So I'll make a motion to draft the consent agreement and reinstate the license. So the reinstatement of the license is independent, so we'll vote on that first. So I'll vote to make a motion to reinstate the license. Do I have a second?
I have a question. Have all of the requirements been met for reinstatement?
Yes, they have.
I was going to say, it shouldn't be on the agenda if it hasn't.
Okay, thank you.
Do we have a second to the motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay, we'll do a roll call vote. All in favor? Quentin McAllister, aye.
Donnie Hosenfeld, aye.
Charlene Marbs, aye.
Barbara Paulson, aye.
And Donnie, did I hear you correctly?
Yeah, Donnie Hosenfeld, aye.
Okay, thank you. The motion carries 4-0. I'll make a separate motion to offer a consent agreement for 1 year's probation and an additional 3 units of continuing ed in ethics, and that is in addition to the amount to renew the license of 20 units, and that should be completed within 6 months. Does anybody have any adjustments or a motion, a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion.
Okay. All in favor, we'll do a roll call vote. Quentin McAllister, aye.
Donnie Hosenfeld, aye.
Charlene Marks, aye.
Barbara Paulson, aye.
And that motion carries 4-0. Jessica, do you have any questions for us?
I do. So with the probationary period, what is the term with that? You said that the years. So what? Can you explain that? I would still be able to practice during that period as long as I'm completing education hours. Is that
correct?
What I'm hearing? Okay.
Correct.
And complete the continuing education within, what was the, is there a time period with that?
6 months of the signed consent agreement.
Okay.
So you'll receive a consent agreement from Karen that's drafted by our Assistant Attorney General.
Okay.
And then you'll sign that and return it. And then that's when everything goes into effect.
Okay.
That's when
so I will still be continuing to practice as long as I'm completing that with my, I'll be able to practice with my license. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Correct. Yeah, you've been, that first motion we did before we did the consent agreement was to reinstate your license.
Okay.
Or to renew your license, rather.
Okay. I just wanted to clarify. Thank you.
All right. And so we're moving on. I think we're at call to public. Is there anybody on the line that would like to say their piece? Okay. Item 9, actually, I guess I went out of order there. Excuse me. We'll go to item 9. Any items for next month's meeting?
Hey, Karen, how are we for another board position? Do we have any applicants or anyone looking to join the team?
That really has to be on the agenda.
Okay.
So I can add it. But just to let you know, the governor's office of boards and commissions is swamped right now.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay, if there's nothing else, we'll go ahead and adjourn our meeting at 2:04.
Great. Sounds good.
Thank you.
All right, everyone take care.
All right, guys.
All right, be well.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Okay, see you next month.
Hopefully.
Yeah.